So now that we finished the actual brachas, the ikar nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, so what we have left is the chasima of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the tefillah of Elokei Netzar. But maybe before we start explaining Elokei Netzar, really before that, the Gemara in brachas says, on Daf Dalet and on Daf Tes, the Gemara in brachas says that at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, a person is supposed to say the pasuk, You l'ratzayim imrei fi v'hagyayin libi l'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali. That's a pasuk in Tehillim Yud Tes, and it says, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chav Beis, that a person is supposed to say this acharei siyum Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there's a big shaila in the Paiskim whether you're supposed to say you l'ratzayim after we say l'kai netzar l'sheni mira, after the whole thing, or you're supposed to say it before. So the Mishnah Berurah says, over there in Siman Kuf Chav Beis in Sifkat and Gimel, in the name of Achrayim, V'toiv loymar yu l'ratzein koidem hatachanunim v'achareyim. It's best to be yotze all the shittas to say yu l'ratzein before Elokei Netzar and after Elokei Netzar. So right here, when a person finishes Hamavarech Es Am Yisrael Bashalayim, the correct thing is to say yu l'ratzein imrei fi. So we'll touch the pasuk over here. The pasuk says yu l'ratzein imrei fi v'hegein libi l'fanecha, which as we read it, the touch is like as if it says yu l'ratzein l'fanecha. It should be l'ratzein. It should find favor in front of you. What things should find favor? Imrei fi v'hegein libi. Two things: the words of my mouth and v'hegein libi, the thoughts of my heart. And the Mefarshim explained that it's really two points that we're saying that if we had good kavana, so then even the hegein libi should be l'fanecha. If we didn't have kavana in parts of Shemoneh Esrei, so at least you should take the words imrei fi. But whatever it is, you should take l'ratz and it should find favor in your eyes. The imrei fi v'hegein libi l'fanecha, whatever it is that you could take and it could find favor in your eyes. If it was our kavana, so take our kavana. If it was without kavana, so take our imrei fi. But everything should be l'ratz and l'fanecha. Hashem tzuri v'goyali. Hashem, who is my tzur, my rock, which is my strength. V'goyali and my Redeemer. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, brings over there in Sivkat and Ches, in the name of the Seder Hayoim and other Gedolei Achrayim, that this pasuk is Mesugul L'kama and Yonim. This pasuk is a very special pasuk that has hidden secrets in it, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrayim that it's Mayel Harbe L'kabel Tfilasai, that if a person says Yul Ratzain slowly and carefully, so it's a big skula that his tefillah will be answered, and therefore we say it over here right away after Shemoneh Esrei, and again after Elokei Netzar. We're going to repeat it again, but it's an important pasuk in the Yanim that we can't understand. Starts with the Yud, ends with the Yud, it has 10 words in it. They start saying all different types of sidas in this pasuk, and therefore you shouldn't take it lightly. You should say the pasuk slowly and carefully and with kavana. Okay, then we start the Nusach Elokei Netzar L'Sheni Meira. This again is not one of the Yutas brachos. However, this is a nusach that's added afterwards. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin tells us that there were 11 different nuschais that some Amiram used to add to the end of their Shemoneh Esrei, and the one that we choose to say is the one of Mar Berei D'Ravina. Mar Berei D'Ravina used to say this nusach Elokei Netzar L'Sheni Meira after Tefillah, and that's the one we've adopted to say after the Shemoneh Esrei. And we say Elokei Netzar L'Sheni Meira after Elokei should be a comma. It's not Elokei Netzar. It's as in Elokei Neshama, same thing, Elokei, my Hashem. Netzar L'Sheni Meira, then we ask a tefillah that Hashem should guard our tongue from speaking bad, from speaking evil. Usfasai midaber mirma, and He should protect our lips from talking mirma, mirma is deceitfully. So this bracha, this nusach is obviously based on the famous pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Daled, where it says, Mi'ayish ha'chavetz chayim, o'yev yom amur es toiv. It says, what should you do? Nitzah l'shoin chameira, guard your tongue from speaking bad, usfasecha midaber mirma, which means really, even though it's in our hands, Hashem is telling us that that's what you should do if you want life. David HaMelech writes that in Tehillim. But even so, like by all tefillahs, we ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya that He should help us to protect our mouth from saying the wrong thing. There's a great piece of the Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Kisetze where he tells us that when we daven itzal l'shayni meiros v'sayim daven mirma, a person then can't go on in his merry way and not try to help himself and say, oh, I asked Hashem to help me. If you hang out with the wrong crowd where people are talking lashon hara and nivul peh, where people are lying, and you don't try to protect yourself from that hashpah, so then you can't just say, oh, you daven itzal l'shayni meiros v'sayim daven mirma, and that's going to help. He says, Mashallah davar daima, if a person is a poor person and he goes over to an usher and he says, you know, I need a loan, I need to borrow money. And the guy says, okay, come to my office tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I'll take care of you. And the guy doesn't show up to the office. Then a week later, he has a taina. I asked you to lend me money, and you didn't lend me money. He says, what do you mean? You asked me. I said, come to my office. You have to take the step. You have to come to my office at least so I can lend you the money. So the Chavetz Chaim says the same thing. Sometimes we ask Hashem, and then what happens? You don't take care of your mouth, you don't take care of your tongue, you go to the wrong crowds, and then you don't take care of it. So you have to at least take the first step, and then Hashem will come through and help us have Siyata Dishmaya to protect us. Okay, that's the Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Ki Seitzei. Then the Nusach continues, V'lamakalalai, and to those who curse me, Nafshi Sidai, my nefesh should be silent. And this is a great madrega that a person reaches, where even if someone insults him, it takes a lot of strength for a person to just be quiet and not try to answer back and get in the last stuff and get in the last word. The Gemara in Gittin says on the Flamed Vav, that it's a great madrega called Shaimim Kharpasam Ve'enam Eshivim, that a person hears something that someone says about him in a negative way, Ve'enam Eshivim, and he doesn't answer. It says it's such a great strength. The Pasuk says about him, Ve'oyavav Kitzeis Hashemish Bigvurasai. It shows really two midas of a person. First of all, the anivus, the humility. Someone said, you're an idiot, and you don't answer back, no, you're an idiot. You let him say something, fine, it's anivus, like humility. But also it shows a lot of times a self-esteem. If a person has a good balance and he's confident and he knows exactly where he's holding, so if someone says something to him in a negative way, so he's not going to be, tsurudled by it, he's not going to be shaken up by it, he'll say, fine, let this guy say what he wants. I know exactly who I am, I know my milas, I know my chesroinus, and we're davening to Hashem, that we should reach those madregas and have those midas that of humility where it doesn't bother us so much what someone says, because we don't hold that much about ourselves anyway, but also in the same sense that we should have that confidence and self-esteem that when someone says something, we don't have to feel the urge to answer back. And we add to that, v'nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyah, that my nefesh should be ke'afar, like dust, to everyone. Which is also an inyan of shvelus, that a person says that I don't need the biggest kavod. Many people spend their entire life trying to win kavod from other people and to get kavod, and that people should respect them and say to them nice things. Really, what's best for the person in his shtagi and ruchnias and in his chelik and olam haba is if he doesn't get such great kavod, a person should be boireach mina kavod, Chazal say. Run away from kavod. It's nice to feel good. It's nice when people give you compliments. But to run after the kavod, fakir, the person should try to stay away from having big kavod. And that's what we say, nafshi ka'afar la'kol tia. We're actually asking a tefillah that we should be like dust to other people. And Tosfos and Brachos points out on Daf Yud Zayin that this is not chas v'shalom a klala, that we should be like dust that's trampled on, but the idea is that dust is something that has a lot of milas. It lasts forever, even though people trample on it. Dust is always something that stays around. We can never destroy dust. Avram Avinu was told, "V'haya zaracha kafar ha'aretz," it should be like the dust of the land. So in the Nusach of Esen, that we should be like Afar, we have in mind also the milas, the good points that there are in Afar. But we do say nafshi ka'afar la'kol tia, because that will bring us a certain shvelus hadas, a certain level of anivus. And that is followed by a Nusach psach libi b'sayra secha, but we ask Hashem to open our hearts in your Torah. Uva mitzvay secha tia doif nafshi, and my nefesh will pursue your mitzvahs. And it's very interesting that the tefillah of Psach Libi B'Sayra Secha follows of Nafshi Ka'afar La'kol Tia. I think we could explain this based on a Gemara in Tainus, that the Gemara says on Tainus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that Torah is compared to water in what aspect? That just like water is Meinichim Makam Gavaya V'Holchim L'Makam Namuch, water always flows from a high place to a low place. After Vrei Torah Ein Miskaimin Ela B'Misha Daitai Shvela. The Torah is not going to stay by Balei Gaiva. If someone is Daitei Shvela, he realizes that he's not such a great person, so then, if he's a humble person, he doesn't show off, so then the Torah comes and is niskayim by such a person. Just like water, it goes to such low places, the same thing, the Torah goes to low places. And if that's the case, it's a nice hemshech. We say, V'napshi ka'afa la'kol tia, I shouldn't be this great big Balei Gaiva. L'amkala napshi sidaim, I should be able to be humble enough to be quiet to people who say bad things about me. V'nafshi ka'afal ha'kol tia, I should be like dust. Psach libi b'sayra secha m'meila, I'll be able to have that koyach that Hashem will open up my heart in Torah, because as we see from the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin, that Hashem opens up the heart of people in Torah and has And Torah is kept and lasts by such a person when he is Daito Shvela. It's kedai to mention over here, I saw once a nice, acute pshat from Rabbi Fall Hamburger, from the big Gedolim a few hundred years ago. Rabbi Fall Hamburger says something based on a Gemara in Erchin that many of you learned this man, that the Gemara in Erchin says, explains the hemshech of this, the beginning of this tefillah. The Gemara in Erchin says, Ma takanasan shel misapre lashon hara? What should someone who spoke lashon hara do? So it says, if he's a Talmud Chacham, what should he do? Yasek batayra. That's the tikkun for lashon hara. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, yashpil daitoy. Should make himself shuffle. He should make himself humble. So Rabbi Fall Hamburger says that's the tefillah over here. Elokai, nitzal l'shayni meiros v'asayim idaber mirma. Protect me from speaking lashon hara, from saying the wrong thing. But until now, I may have spoken lashon hara, and I might be nichshal in the future in lashon hara. So therefore, I want to be misakin in lashon hara. Filam kalalai nafshi sidaim v'nafshi kafar lo kaltia. That it should be daitai shvela. That I should be someone with a humility, and therefore that itself is a tikkun for lashon hara. And psach libi b'sayr asecha. If I'm somebody who's ready to learn Torah, you should open up my heart in Torah, because that too, the Gemara says, if he's a talmid chacham, learning Torah is a tikkun for sipur lashon hara. So that's a Rafal Amrik's pshat and the connection here. After nitzal l'shayni meira, we ask for daita shvema and the esek in Torah, since both those things are considered by Chazal a tikkun for the avera of lashon hara. Then we continue, V'chala ha'choshvim alai ra'ah, anyone who plans to do bad to us, all those people who plan to do bad to us, mehera, quickly, hafer atzasam v'kalkel machshavtam, you should nullify their plans, and mimakalkel, mess up their thoughts. And that's the idea, we ask Hashem to protect us from people who plan to do bad to us. The Goyim find many times people have plans to do bad to the Yidden. In Eretz Yisrael, you have all the time these suicide bombers, and you hear stories sometimes where as they were preparing it, it blew up in their face before they even brought it into Eretz Yisrael. And these types of things, that's all hafer atzasam v'kalka machshavtam, that sometimes the goyim have plans to do something to Klal Yisrael and it never comes to fruition. That's because Hashem nullifies their plans. The truth is, the Brisker Rav writes al ha-Torah in the Chidushei Agriz al ha-Torah in Parashas Yisroi. He brings an interesting story that one of the Russian officers spoke to Rabbi Itzel of Volozhiner, who was the son of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, and he said, I don't understand pshat what it says, Pasuk can tell him. It says, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, all the goyim should praise Hashem, shavchu kol umim. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chasdoi, because Hashem gave chesed to the Yidden. So because Hashem gives you the chesed, we have to praise Hashem? That's what the Russian officer asked Rabbi Itzel of Volozhiner. So Rabbi Itzel of Volozhiner said, yes, you're the one who should praise Hashem, because you know more than anyone else all the things that you plan to do against the Yidden. We don't even find out about some of the things, so we thank Hashem for what we know about. But halos Hashem kol gayim shabachu kalumim, because ki gavar aleinu chasdai, sometimes you know more than others. So that's the idea. Afer atzosam v'kalka machshavtam, sometimes it's something that we never even get to know about. But we know that these things exist, that they had plans that were foiled, and for that's our tefillah in these words. And then we add very interesting lashon here. Asay leman shemecha, asay leman yiminecha, asay leman kedusha secha, asay leman Torah secha. The Torah says in Siman Kufchav Beis that if a person says these four things, kol azaris leimar abad varam halalu, that we say Hashem should do for his name, leman shemecha, leman yiminecha, leman kedusha secha, leman Torah secha. If a person says those four things carefully, zoicha umakabel penei hashchina. He's zoicha that one day he's going to greet the Pnei HaShechina. Very, very interesting, strong lashon. That if you say these four things carefully, one day you're going to greet the Pnei HaShechina. And the idea is, Reb Schwab explains it over here in his Pirush on Tefillah, that what we're saying is that Hashem should do good things for us, not for our own selfish reasons. Asay leman shemecha, when you do good to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem does good things to good people, there's a kiddush Hashem. People say, oh, there's Hashem who runs the world. This person follows Hashem, and Hashem does good for him. Asay leman yiminecha, yiminecha said Hashem could display his strength with his right hand, kedusha secha, to bring us the geula and all good things, in order that there should be an addition of kedusha in the world, Torah secha, that there should be a ribuy of Torah and chachma in the world. All these things that we're asking Hashem to do, it's not just for our own personal benefit, but asay leman shemecha, leman yiminecha, leman kedusha secha, leman Torah secha, that it's all l'shem shamayim, that there should be a kiddush Hashem in the bria. And Rav Schwab explains that that's why a person is zoichel mekabel pnei hashchina. If you care so much about the shchina that there should be a kiddush Hashem, and you're asking your tefillah should be answered because of the kiddush Hashem that it creates, So therefore, a person is doicha, and he's going to be mekabel p'nei Ashchina. Nusach Svarat says the order a little bit different, but it's the same idea, these four things, that Hashem should do it in order for the Kiddush Hashem, not just for ourselves. And then we end off by saying a pasuk that appears twice in Tehillim. The pasuk says, L'man yechol tzun yedidecha, Hashir yemincha v'aneini. If you ask your chaverim, probably this pasuk, most of the people don't know what the word means as they're finishing Shemana Esrei. L'man yechol tzun yedidecha. What does that mean? It means that in order that yedidecha, your beloved ones, should be yechol tzun, should be given to rest. L'man yechol tzun yedidecha means that in order that your children, Klal Yisrael, your beloved ones, should be given rest. Hoshia yemincha, let your right hand say, v'aneini, and answer me. This is a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Samach, and also in Kapitel Kufchas. Two different places this pasuk is in Tehillim. And we say it here at the end of Shemana Esrei that we're asking Hashem, not, again, not for selfish reasons, but l'man yechol tzun yedidecha, this doesn't mean for the Shechina, like we said, asei l'man shemecha, but for Klal Yisrael as a whole, yedidecha. We are Klal Yisrael, we are your beloved children, so we're asking Hashem that on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, and for the purpose of the entire Klal Yisrael, Hashem, mincha v'aneini, your yamin, your right hand, should help us, should save us, and should answer our tefillas. Rashi in Shabbos, Tafkuf Lamed Zayin, tells us that when we say it at Bris, Ashakid Ash Yedid Mi Beten. So who's Yedid? Yedid is referring to Yitzchak. And he is called the Yedid of Avram Avinu, because Yitzchak was the beloved son, as we know, of Avram Avinu. So that's what it could mean over here also. Asay l'man yedidecha, we are your beloved son. Hashem says, B'ni b'chari Yisrael, from all the Gayim, from all the Umayis Ha'ilam, Klal Yisrael is considered the beloved son. So we say, l'man yechol tzun yedidecha, in order that your beloved children, Klal Yisrael, should be given some rest, so save us from the oppression of the Gayim v'aneini, and answer our tefillas. Now, right before the end of the Shemana Esrei here, the Svarim say, the El Yarabah over there in Simikuf Chav Beis brings a minig. It is a minig for a person to say a pasuk that starts with the letter that his name starts with and ends with the letter that his name ends with. This is brought down by the Shua, and it seems that there are very secret inyanim over here that's a little out of the range of our forum to explain. But Pekitzer will just tell you, the Shua writes that La'asid Lava, when there's going to be a big Yom Hadin, a person is going to forget his name. And that's going to be very bad for him. He's not going to be able to know his name in the Yom Hadin. And if you say in Olam Hazeh, at the end of Shemana Esrei, if you say a pasuk that starts with the letter that your name starts with, and it ends with the letter that your name ends with, then La'asid Lavei by the Yom Hadin, you're going to remember your name, and you're going to be saved in the Yom Hadin. How this works, I don't know. There's a piece about it. The Rav Dessler has a piece about it in Michtav Meliel. Exactly how, like, what's going to be going on? What does it mean that you're going to forget your name? And by saying the pasuk, it's better. But this is the minig from Kadmainim already, and some minig that's put down in the Paiskim, that at this point a person should say a name. In many of the Siddurim, there's a page later on in the Siddur that has different names if you're not sure what pasuk to say. But the pasuk that starts, I know for Avram, we say Ato Hashem Elokim, starts with an Aleph, Ashabachata Ba'Avram, Ve'itzeisamir Kastim, Tisam Tashmaya Avraham. So not only does it say the name Avram, but it starts with an Aleph and ends with a Mem. Many names have psukim that you could say. If you don't know what pasuk is for your name, so we can look it up together afterwards. But if you have two names, so you say both of them. The first one first, second one second. 100%. The El Yarabah says it, and the Shema writes it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people I know do it. I was always taught to do it. But it's a very important thing, and it doesn't take that long. And like this, you'll end up remembering your name on the Yom Hadin, which is important. Then we say at the end, Yu l'ratzei nimrefi, v'agein libi l'fanecha, Hashem tzuri v'gar ali, which we explained before, but we say it here again, just in case this is called the Siyam of Shemayin Asrei. So we say it over here. Worst comes to worst, you said an extra pasuk, you said the pasuk an extra time. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's not a problem to say it at the end of Tefillah. And then we end off by saying Oysa Shalom. Now before we do Oysa Shalom Ben Raimov, we back up. Probably 9 out of 10 people, if you watch people after you're finished Manasseh, you watch people say Oysa Shalom, Chazanim saying Kaddish, or people davening Manasseh, 9 out of 10 people don't know what they're doing. Or if they do know what they're doing, they're too tired to do it the right way. But just you should get it clear, la halacha, that when you say Oysa Shalom Ben Raimov, you're supposed to say, take 3 steps back before you start talking. First you take back your left foot, in a half a step, just a little bit, and then the right foot a full step, and then the left foot meets it. That's what it means, gimel psios. You take your left foot a little bit, the right foot a full step, and then the left foot meets it, and now your feet are together a few steps behind where you were davening Shemana Esrei. Then you bow down to your left side and say the words, Oysa Shalom Bimraimov, that Hashem is the one who makes peace, Bimraimov, in his high places. This is a nusach of a pasuk in Eiv. Perachov Hey Pasuk Beis, that it says that Hashem is Oysa Shalim Bimraimov, and the Pshat is that there are many forces in the Bria, and Hashem has to make a perfect balance, a delicate balance of all the forces. Hashem makes peace. It's not that the forces are fighting, but if, let's say, there's different winds in the world coming from different angles, or the heat in the world, Hashem has to bring the world close to the sun, but not too close to the sun. And there's fire and water, and there's Midas Hadin and Midas Harachmim. There's a lot of contrasting koichas in the Bria, and Hashem makes peace among them to make the world in perfect harmony, to have that the world is existing in the perfect way, and it's a very delicate balance, and Hashem is Oysa Shalom, makes peace b'meraimav in His high places. And then we turn to our right and say, Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu, that Hashem should make peace among us, Aleinu, upon us, we should also have peace. Then you turn and bow to the front, V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen, that Hashem should make peace on all of Klal Yisrael. And it's very interesting that we end V'imru Amen. When you say Kaddish, you say V'imru Amen, that the Tzibur should answer Amen. When you're davening a private Shemoneh Esrei, the Mefarshim here, Al HaTfilah, have a problem. Like, why are we saying V'imru Amen? And so, who are you talking to? You're davening a quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Who's supposed to say Amen? Hashem V'imru Amen. So some say that it's just Atu Kaddish. Really, that's really the Nusach of Kaddish. We say Oysa Shalom Bimraimov, V'yaseh Shalom Aleinu. So we end off by saying V'imru Amen. But in the Oysa HaTfilah Siddur, I saw that in the Pirish of the Eitz Yosef and the Iyun Tefillah, they both say that possibly at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we're talking to the Malachim. There are two Malachim that accompany a person, the Gemara says. So when we say Oysa Shalom Bimraimov, V'yaseh Shalom Aleinu, V'akol Yisrael, V'imru Amen, it's like a bakasha to the Malachim, that the Malachim should be masking to the Tefillah and should bring this Tefillah to Hashem, that there should be Shalom in the world and Shalom in Klal Yisrael. The Oitzer HaTefillah is madgish there, that we don't usually talk to Malachim and pray to the Malachim. So he says, we're really not talking to the Malachim, we're talking to Hashem, that Hashem should cause that the Malachim should help us out in our Tefillah. That's the way he says it. Others say it directly, V'imru Amen, that we say that the Malachim should answer Amen. But either way, the end of the Tefillah is davening for Shalom, as we mentioned last time in Sim Shalom. That's always the end of Tefillah, because Shalom is the Kli Machzik Bracha, that's the container that holds all the other brachas. If we have every other bracha in the world, it's not worth anything if we don't have the peace and the peace of mind to enjoy it. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Yehi Ratzayim Lefanecha. This is brought down in the Rama and Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, that the Rama says that since Tefillah is B'makam Avoida, our whole Tefillah was in place of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So when we finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, L'chein mevakshem ala mikdash shenucha lasis avoida mamish, that we should be able to do the real avoida. Yehi ratzayim lefanecha, it should be the ratzon of Hashem, elikeinu velekei aviseinu, sheyibone beis hamikdash b'meir v'yameinu, that right away, speedily in our days, Hashem should build the beis hamikdash, and there we should be able to do avoida. There we should be able to do avoida with fear, just like the days of old and the earlier years. But we throw in something in the middle that's very interesting, if you notice. You should give us our portion, our share in Torah. This is interesting. What's the shaychus? We're asking that Hashem should build a Beis HaMikdash v'sham na'avodcha, over there we should do avodah. Why do we throw in v'sein chalkeinu b'sayr asecha? The Goyin has a pshat, I saw it brought down a number of years ago, but I was never able to find it. And just yesterday I saw it inside. The Gra says in his Pirish on Shir HaShirim, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalad, the Goyin says that the reason that we say this bracha, this nusach, it comes from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf, says the first part of this, Yehi Ratzayin Mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, Sheibane Beis Hamikdash B'meir V'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir Asecha. The Gra has a Pirush on Avos, but there he does not comment on this. But in Shir HaShirim, the Goyin writes that when we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we not only lost Avoida, we don't do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, but also we lost many Madregas in Torah. Understanding Torah to its fullest depths was not Shayach anymore after the Churban. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Malka V'sareha Ba'goyim, Ein Torah. Yirmiyahu Navi says there's no Torah at the time of the Churban. Mashenkin, when the Beis HaMikdash is brought back, then Kimala Aretz Deyas Hashem, then we're going to have great revelations in Chachma and Torah. So we're davening to Hashem, bring back the Beis HaMikdash, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sayr Asecha. Through that, you will be giving us our true portion in Torah, because the Torah that we're going to understand at the time of the Beis HaMikdash is far more deep and far more complex, that we'll understand all the deep Yisaydis in Torah when there is a Beis HaMikdash. So that's the connection over here, says the Goyin, when we're davening for the Beis HaMikdash, to the Tefillah of the same Chalkeinu B'Sayir Asecha. There we will serve Hashem, B'Yira, as we said, Ki Me'olam Uchshanim Kadmon Yois, and we end off with the Pasuk in Malachi, Malachi Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, V'Arva L'Hashem in Chas Yudah V'Yerushalayim, and the Mincha, the offering of Klal Yisrael, of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, will be Arev will be sweet and pleasant, like the days of old and like the earlier years, that when we bring the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, the Karbanos will be sweet to Hashem and pleasant to Hashem, that He'll enjoy our Havoida. It's interesting that we mentioned Daska Mincha, Minchas Yehuda v'Yishalayim. It means the offering, the Karbanos. But mincha really literally means not a carbon, a zevach that's brought from an animal, but a meal offering, mincha that's brought from flour and oil. Why dafka do we mention mincha at the very end? For Arvel Hashem, minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. So I saw once in the Meshech Chachma, very nice pshat, the Meshech Chachma in the Haftarah to Shabbos Haggadah. That's where we read this pasuk at the end of Malachi. V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. So on that pasuk in the Haftarah, I think it's printed right after Parshas Tzav. That's usually when Shabbos Hagadol is. So in the Haftarah of Parshas of Shabbos Hagadol, the Meshech Chachma writes that why do we mention V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda? So he says a very nice chat that by a mincha there's a din that partners can't bring a mincha. If two partners decide to chip in to bring a carbon, to bring a carbon of shutfin. But a mincha, it says, nefesh ki sakriv, mincha has to be brought by one nefesh, can't be brought by two partners. So the Meshech Chachma says, so how is it possible that we have menachos that are brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael? There are three minchas tzibur, the minchas ha'omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, and the lechem aponim. Every week there's a lechem aponim, all those have din of minchas tzibur. How could you bring a minchas tzibur? It says nefesh ki sakriv, only one nefesh could bring, not two partners. So the Meshech Chachma says all of Klal Yisrael together as one unit is a nefesh ki sakriv. All of Klal Yisrael is not a thousand and a million different individuals. Klal Yisrael could be a nefesh that's a kinyan tziburi, it's a kinyan tzibur, and that could be called one nefesh. As when it says all the sons of Yaakov, Inu, the mishpacha that came down, it says kol hanefesh lebeis Yaakov haba mitzrayim hashivim. 70 people, but it was all called nefesh because they came with an achdus, they came with a unity. And he says, but there's one tanai for that, and that is that all of Klal Yisrael is acting as one unit, as one nefesh. If there's a pirud, there's a lack of achdus among Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael is looked at as many different yechidim and not a nefesh. So therefore our mincha is tzibur, are only good if Klal Yisrael has achdus and we could be looked at as one nefesh. And if that's the case, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there's going to be a tikkun for all the problems of Sinas Chinam and period among Klal Yisrael, everyone's going to be Chaverim Kol Yisrael, everyone's going to be together, V'arva L'Hashem Minchas Yehuda, then the mincha will be sweet because all the menachis will be considered coming from one nefesh, because that's the state that Klal Yisrael will be at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And once added to that, just an interesting thing that it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Parakeh, that one of the nisim that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was lo nimsa psul be'omer uvelechem aponim uveshtei alechem uvelechem aponim. Those three minchas tzibur, it says there was no psul in them in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I was thinking to say maybe al derech jush, the pshat is, what does it mean that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash there was no psul in these menachos? Based on the Meshech Chachma, that the idea is in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when there was a full Achdus in Klal Yisrael, there wasn't yet the Sinas Chinam that brought the Churban, so then there was no Psul in these three Menachos, because these three Menachos Tzibur, which need a prerequisite that Klal Yisrael has the Achdus that they brought as Nefesh Achas, as the Meshech Chachma says, so there was no Psul in them because it was brought as a Nefesh Achas. And that's the tefillah according to the Meshech Chachma that we say at the end here, that we're davening not just that Hashem should bring the Beis HaMikdash, but should bring the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and all the Karbanos, even the Minchay Sibur, will be sweet to Hashem and pleasant to Hashem. Ki me'olam uchshanim kad me'niyos, and we should be zoichet to that day in Heir of Yameinu.